Operation Lone Star stops criminals at President Biden's open border. Texas border business. Austin, Texas. Governor Greg Abbott, the Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, and the Texas National Guard are continuing to work together to secure the border, stop the smuggling of drugs, weapons, and people into Texas, and prevent, detect, and interdict transnational criminal behavior between ports of entry. Since the launch of Operation Lone Star, the multi-agency effort has led to over 401,900 illegal immigrant apprehensions and more than 32,400 criminal arrests, with more than 29,600 felony charges reported. In the fight against fentanyl, Texas law enforcement has seized over 422 million lethal doses of fentanyl during this border mission. Texas has also bussed over 10,600 migrants to Washington, D.C. since April 2022, over 10,900 migrants to New York City since August 2022, over 4,600 migrants to Chicago since August 2022, over 2,100 migrants to Philadelphia since November 2022, over 440 migrants to Denver since May 18, over 240 migrants to Los Angeles since June 14. Operation Lone Star continues to fill the dangerous gaps created by the Biden administration's refusal to secure the border. Every individual who is apprehended or arrested and every ounce of drugs seized would have otherwise made their way into communities across Texas and the nation due to President Joe Biden's open border policies. Recent highlights from Operation Lone Star. Governor Abbott. Oklahoma helps Texas hold line against Biden's border crisis. This week, Governor Abbott thanked Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt for deploying National Guard members from the Sooner State to the Texas-Mexico border in support of Operation Lone Star's mission to secure the border. In a tweet shared on Monday, Governor Abbott highlighted that President Biden's border crisis has made every state a border state. Watch. Teenage smuggler leads DPS troopers on high-speed vehicle pursuit. A teenage human smuggler led DPS troopers on a high-speed vehicle pursuit through the city of Panitas in Hidalgo County. After stopping, the driver and two passengers bailed out and ran toward the brush. After an extensive search, the 17-year-old driver from Mission was arrested and charged with evading arrest and smuggling of persons. Two illegal immigrants from Honduras were apprehended and referred to Border Patrol. DPS troopers arrest illegal immigrant for possession of child pornography. The DPS brush team helped with the arrest of an illegal immigrant from Mexico after he smuggled and guided four illegal immigrants across the Rio Grande River. Further investigation revealed the smuggler possessed a phone with child pornography on it. The Texas Rangers took over the case, and he is now charged with possession or promotion of child pornography after finding a video involving child pornography. DPS identifies Mississippi 13, gang member within family group of migrants. The DPS Criminal Investigations Division assisted troopers and Border Patrol agents with a large family group of illegal immigrants who crossed the Rio Grande River in Eagle Pass. DPS special agents noticed an adult male from El Salvador trying to conceal himself within the group. Through facial recognition, he was identified as a possible national security threat with ties to transnational organized crime. Further investigation confirmed him as an MS-13 gang member with eight prior apprehensions and a street-level drug dealer. He was turned over to Border Patrol. DPS troopers assist five-year-old unaccompanied child from Honduras. DPS troopers working Operation Lone Star in Eagle Pass located a five-year-old unaccompanied child from Honduras. She was found in Piedras Negras, Mexico by three adult females who crossed illegally between the ports of entry. The child was traveling to the United States to reunite with her mother, however, further investigation revealed that her mother had passed away 3 days prior. The child told troopers her father stayed in Honduras. She was turned over to Border Patrol. Texas National Guard sees positive impact from turn-back strategy. Texas National Guard soldiers employ multiple strategies to turn back illegal immigrants, including installing triple-strand concertina wire, metal fencing, and land development and clearing in low river crossing areas. Soldiers and engineers have installed over 91 miles of concertina wire and more than 72 miles of metal fencing as part of Operation Lone Star. As additional high-traffic routes for illegal crossings are identified, soldiers will continue to install barriers to deter illegal entry into Texas. The turn back is the most consequential effect attained by the Guard and our law enforcement partners, said Lieutenant Colonel Johnny Guerrero, Chief of Staff for Joint Task Force Lone Star. Our guardsmen are responsible for almost 47,000 turn backs since the inception of the mission in March 2021.